Okay, well, as we have been saying for such a long time, it's quite obvious that the government wants to vaccinate, as they call it, children. They're doing it in other parts of the world. It's inevitable that a government as maniacally obsessed about vaccination would want to do kids. And so we have a confirmation that this is happening. We have a letter dated the 22nd of July, 2021, from NHS England, to colleagues, which are all GP practices, directors of public health, directors of children's services, all NHS Foundation Trust chief execs. So all the entire medical dictatorship, you might say. And the letter goes to these people, and it says, "We're writing to you following Monday's updated independent Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, the JCVI, guidance in relation to COVID-19 vaccinations for children and young people." It then goes on to say, "A small number of children and young people with underlying chronic conditions or at an increased risk of serious COVID-19 disease." Really? Why is that then, NHS? On what basis do you determine that these young people who you've identified in these categories, why are they precisely at greater risk? What makes them at greater risk? Why are they at greater risk now in July 2021 rather than, let's for example, say January 2021? Why is that? I'll tell you why in a minute, folks, by the way. But it basically goes on to then state that the JCVI advises that young people aged 12 and over with specific underlying health conditions should be offered the COVID vaccination. At this point, they're suggesting children aged 12 to 15 with severe neuro disabilities, Down syndrome, underlying conditions resulting in immunosuppression, those with profound and multiple learning difficulties, severe learning disabilities, are at increased risk for serious COVID-19. Get out of here. Nobody believes this. How can you even write this crap? I mean, on what basis is a child who has got learning disabilities more susceptible to a respiratory illness, which comes back in the late autumn to winter, and which is already waned? And with the death rate, even at the peak, think about this. Before we even had the vaccines, so-called vaccines, before we even had those, these children all existed, right? They weren't dying. So why are they suddenly likely to die? The answer is they're not. The answer is that the government just is relentlessly hunting down human beings to put this treatment into. So back in January, they told us, it's the 70-year-olds, 70 plus, those with extreme vulnerabilities. Those are the people that the COVID kills. We were told that initially. You remember? It's only 6 months ago we were told that. And then we were told, well, look, to be extra safe, we need to get the 60-year-olds. And then we were told, well, the 50-year-olds, and then, well, let's go for the 40-year-olds. And then, 20-year-olds. And oh, by the way, we need to give the 70-year-olds a double dose. And then, of course, that became the 60, 50, 40, 30, 20. And now we get into the real sort of reservoir, the untapped potential for the pharmaceutical companies. And that is young people, particularly children. And that's why they're now opening up this front where they, as far as I understand, are recruiting nurses to be able to go out and administer the jab to these kids in playgrounds, in playground settings, essentially in schools and the like, in those kind of environments. I think that is pretty clear now that that's what they want to do. But the scariest thing of all is these kids that they want to jab are kids who do have morbidities. Well, we know that the vaccine has issues. We've seen through the yellow card system. We know that there are people who have died following it, following having had it. Is that what we want to do with kids now? Are we going to sacrifice children in the autumn to this government's desire to have us basically worship vaccinations? The UK is becoming vaccine central. The UK seemingly, and the people in the UK seemingly can't get enough of vaccines, even as the rate of infections continues to rise. Do you think for one moment that increase in the rate of cases might be linked to the actual vaccines themselves, which people are allowing pumped into their bodies once, twice, and in the autumn there'll be a booster for them as well? Do you think there's a connection there as well? The government doesn't care. This government is essentially a big front now to sell us, or to generate as much business as possible for big pharmacy. It's a big pharma. It's absolutely repellent what's going on. And also, you see, they've started jabbing the most vulnerable children, what's going to happen then, do you think? That's right. They're going to go after the other kids as well. Every child in this country, they're at risk to the government. Forget about the virus. It's the government that constitutes a risk to these children. And believe you me, this government is coming for our kids. Will we stand up and say no, or will we comply? That's going to be the challenge to the British people. I don't hold out too many high hopes, mind you. We'll wait and see. Thanks for listening.